ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय वा अहं रज प्रभव ईशा कमा अधिके अस्मिन् क्वाहं रज प्रभव ईशा कमोधिकेऽस्मिन् जाता सुरा इतरकुले अनुकंपा जाता सुरे तरकुले क्वतवानुकंपा न ब्रह्मरो न तु भवस्य न वै रमाया न ब्रह्मणो न तु भवस्य न वै रमाया यज्ञे अर्पिता शिरसि पद्मकर प्रसाद यन्मेरपिता शिरसि पद्मकर प्रसाद वां रज प्रभव ईश तमोधिकस्मिन् जात सुरे करकुले क्वतवानुकंपा न ब्रह्मो न तु भवस्य न वै रमाया यन्मेरपिता शिरसि पद्मकर प्रसाद
When man existing, aham, I am. Translation. Oh my Lord, the Supreme, what is my position? Because I am born in a family which is full with the modes of material hellish qualities of passion and ignorance. And what to speak of your causeless mercy, which was never offered to even Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva and the goddess of fortune Lakshmi, because you never put your lotus hand upon their heads, but you have done so on my head.
Paham raja prabhavaisa tamo dhiti ismi jata sura karukule ka kavan kampa na brahmana natu bhavasya na vai ramaya janme sita sudasi padma para prasad.
This is the position.
Prahlad Maharaj humbly submitting because he's Vaishnav. That what is my position? My position is that I am born of Rajas Tamagun. This birth takes place according to quality we acquire. Just as I was reviewing that toilet, it is so nasty, tamagun, and if I have no response to such tamagun play, that means I am also of that quality. That's like fire and fire, there is no reaction. But in fire and water, there is it. Between fire and fire, there is no reaction. But fire and water, there is it. Only satagun, satagun, there is no reaction. Tamagun, tamagun, there is no reaction. This in English it is called incompatible. So in different qualities, that is reaction, chemical reaction, acid and alkali. Acid and acid you mix, there is no reaction. But acid and alkali, if you mix, there will be for English. The karanam gunasanga yasa sadasat karma jyonishu. If one is developing tamagun, then if he becomes a pig next life, there is no reason. Yes. I will be very glad that I am pig and dog. There is no reason. But if one is satogon, then he cannot tolerate. Immediately on that side. That's a nasty condition. I am very sorry. There was no reaction in such nasty toilet room. And you are getting sacred bread, the quality of Brahman or satogon, very degrading. No abiding reaction. So, this is the position. There is, unless we tatu-rajastamo bhava kama lobha gayasthati cita itai anavidya sthite satte prasindati. We have to cut down this rajagun, tamagun, otherwise there is no improvement. If a person in Krishna consciousness is found, no reaction in rajagun, tamagun, then he is dull stone, he is not improved. He is simply so much only in lakha. Tato rajastamo bhava, this position is there. If one develops Krishna consciousness, then it is to be understood that he has surpassed satogun, the brahmanical qualification. Why we offer sacred prayer to a person who is coming from very, very low rank? Because it is to be understood by chanting Hare Krishna mantra, by following the regulative principles, he has already come to the platform of satogun. But if it is a false thing, there is no need of second initiation. There must be, one must come. See, our process is, don't do this, do this. Chant Hare Krishna mantra, sit down, and don't do this Vaishya says from his teaching, that means he's becoming purified. He's becoming purified from the rotten condition of Rajaguna Sattva. But if he does not, then there should be no separation. This should be the rule. So Prahlad Maharaj is saying, he is not magnanimous. Rajagun, Tamagun, Satagun, he is Vaishnava. He is transcendental. Sagunar, Samati, Saitan, Brahma Bhuyayata. He is on the Brahma Bhuta state, on the spiritual platform. Otherwise, how Krishna touch him? Krishna is Param Pavitra. Param Brahma, Param Dhamma, Pavitram, Paramam Bhava. He cannot touch. It is a samabha. No, that is not possible. When Lord Rishinadev cast his head, either by stepping, he is already purified, or because he is purified, therefore Lord cast his head. So he is purified, but as a Vaishnava, he is placing himself in the platform of Rajasthama. The whole world, at least in this age, Kali Yuga, these two qualities, mostly Tamagun, a little love, but no Satagun. No Satagun. Therefore, people cannot understand what is Krishna consciousness. We cannot understand. Rajasthama bhava. Ita ita yanaritya. Therefore, we have to purify ourselves. The prescription is there. Very simple thing. To become purified. Sinnadana sabaka krishna punna sravana kirtan. If we simply receive all these mantras, Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita, all these slokas, they are all mantras. Just like as good as Hare Krishna. There is no difference. So if we hear, that is the prescription given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and we are trying to introduce this. Our so many centers are inviting people in so many ways so that they can hear. This class is meant for that. It is not that everyone will understand each word, but simply if he hears, it will be difficult. The mantra. Simply if one hears Hare Krishna mantra chanting, he will be revived. If he hears this mantra, a verse from Bhagavad Gita, a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, attentively, even he does not understand the meaning, the first part, he still is entering. That is it. So he must hear. Prahlad Maharaj Raja Prabhava, my dear Lord, Isha, my this body, have got this body from father and mother. They belong to the low grade family. Suratara, Sura Itara. Sura means high class family, Deva, Brahma. That is called Sura. And Itara means low grade. So Suretara Kuru. Because I am God, because everything is being done very perfectly by the laws of material nature. Prakritekriyamanani Gunaitaravani. Prakriti, nature is working. If you develop a kind of quality, there are three kinds, three qualities, satagun, rajagun, tamagun. So if you develop Satogun, then your body gradually will be Satogunized. Satogun, the goodness, the body will be purified and become good. Good, bad, and bad in it. Three times. So, that is the process. Krishna consciousness movement means everything is being gradually developed into goodness. And at last, to surpass goodness, here in this material world, the goodness may be contaminated with the other qualities. But in the spiritual world, it is so good, it is called Shuddha Sattva. There is no contamination, there is no tinge of Rajagun and Tama. That is spiritual quality. So, Krishna consciousness can be possible in perfectness when we are above the quality of goodness. Above. Sagunana samasittayitan brahma bhuyayata. One who has surpassed the three qualities and has come to the spiritual platform, then it is called chinmoy. It means spiritual. And moy, yes, this word, matpratta, these are used when it is in great extent, in large quantity, that is much, and jikarat. Vikar means charisma. That's like gold. Pure gold, you transform into a finger, finger ring. This is also gold. This is called vikarat. Gold has become now a ring. And another meaning is that suppose it is made of iron or other base metal, but it is covered with gold, large quantity. That is called pudikar, because the quantity of gold is there. That's not all gold, but there is gold covered. So in two meanings, the maya-pratta is there. So similarly, chinmaya. Chinmaya means if you cultivate spiritual knowledge in large quantity, then your body is no more material. It is spiritual life. Chinmaya. Therefore, great saintly person's body, after demise, it is not burnt. It is buried. Samadhi. Because it is chinma. So, udhikārte matpratta and vikārte. So, a Vaishnava, his body is chinma. Chinma, but so, Prahlāda Maharaj says that my body is, in large quantity, is Rajagun, Tamagun. So, it is not possible for me to approach you, man, because you are Shuddha Sattva, and I am in the material contamination. How it is possible that you shall touch my head? It is simply your causeless mercy. This is appreciated. Otherwise, how it is possible? You cannot touch this nasty quality of Rajagun Tamagun. My body is made by my father and father. It belongs to the nasty Rajagun Tamagun quality. So it is not possible that you will touch my body, but you have done it. You have placed your lotus hand on my head. It is simply your causeless mercy. Otherwise, I am not fit for it. You are so merciful that this mercy you did not offer to Lord Brahma. Brahma is supposed to be the supreme creature within this material world, Brahma. He is the first created creature and he is called Swayambhu. He is not born of any material father and mother, but directly came through the lotus stem, which is growing from the navel of Vishnu. So he is not ordinary person. He is not, that way he is known as Swayambhu. We are not Swayambhu. We are developed by father and grown up by mother. We are not self-sufficient. But Brahma is called Swayambhu because he is not born of any material father. So he did not get this much. Although Brahma's position is so exalted, still, my Lord, he did not get this opportunity. Na brahmana na tu bhavasya. Baba means Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva's position is also very exalted, more than Brahma. Lord Shiva is in between Lord Vishnu and living entity. We are living entity. So Lord Shiva is not ordinary living entity. Brahma is ordinary living entity, but very pious, exalted. Lord Shiva is more than Brahma. So he also could not get this mercy. Navai Ramaya. Ramaya means Lakshmi, the goddess of fortune. He always remains with Narayana. She is not, her position is more than Lord Brahma or Shiva. She is Narayana in a different energy only. Radha Krishna Pranaya Viditi Alladini Shakti. She is the manifestation of the greater potency of the Lord. The Lord has got unlimited potencies. Parasasakti Vividaya Srirate. So, one of the potencies is Radharani or Lakshmi or Sita. They are equal. There is no difference. Radha Krishna Pranaya Viditi Alladini Shakti Rasma. These loving affairs between Radharani and Krishna or Narayan and Lakshmi or Sita or Ram, they are both of them the same. The one is potency, another is potent. That is the difference. Potent and potent. So, such Rama, the goddess of fortune, she also could not get this compassionate mercy or causeless mercy. So he is feeling proud that you are so affectionate to your devotee. Therefore, Lord's name is Bhaktavatsa. He can offer to his bhakta any position, more than himself. Just like Mother Yashoda, she is bhakta, and Lord has given her the position for punishing. There, Mother Yashoda is threatening Krishna that, Krishna, you are very naughty, now I shall bind you. The Krishna, out of being afraid, was crying. So, Krishna has given the position to the bhakta, that you chastise me, I will accept. This is Bhakta's position. This is Krishna's thoughtless mercy. He can do that. So Prahlad Maharaj is appreciating that I am worthless. I have no qualification. That should be the position of the Bhakta's always. Never is he saying that I have become a big Bhakta. No. Chaitanya Charitamrita author says humbly, Purisher ki khaite mahi se lobhishtu. I am lower than the worm in the stool. Does it mean that he is actually? No. But he is feeling like that. An advanced devotee they're always so humble and mean. They always think of himself as worthless. The Lord is so kind and favorable, that is his causeless mercy. But I am not qualified. I am not worthy of the facility. This is the humbleness. Taham rajas rajaprabhava alisa kamao dikosmi. Not only I am influenced by Rajagun, but mostly 75% I am interested with Kamu. Udhika. Udhika means in larger quantity. And there is no question of Satoguna. Udhika means jata. Today, otherwise, why I am born in this family? That is it. Now they are by force, they are trying to be equal. Of course, in this age, everyone is Switzerland. Otherwise, low born means this differentiation of different low quality. By nature, it is this. As several times expressed, that as you infect a certain type of contaminous disease, you get that, you suffer from that. The Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, then Antaja, Chandala, then so many Kirata, Huna, Purinda, Pukkasa, Arhira, Sambha, Jarma, so many, low grade. You know why this low grade path? That is due to this. Kararanguna Sambhasya, the Bhagavad Gita. It is due to our association with low grade quality. Therefore, the human life should be very cautious that we may not be contaminated by low-grade qualities. There are so many rules and regulations, but it is very, very difficult to follow. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has recommended just to remain purified, chant Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. You will know. Hello, Master. You cannot, otherwise you cannot purify. So, Kirtaniya Sadahari, we should always chant Hare Krishna Mantra. Then, we will gradually be spiritualized, Chinma, spiritualized. Then our life will be successful. Thank you very much.